Good morning and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm talking with Justin Tooth, who is the Executive Chairman of Ferrum Crescent. How are you there, Justin?
Good morning, Stephen. I'm fine, thank you.
Well, thank you for taking the time to come on board. It's been a while since we've spoken. Could you give us an update on what's been happening at Moonlight and the reasons behind the RNS?
Yes, certainly. So yesterday we announced that a decision has been made about Moonlight. For some time now, Moonlight and its future has been the cause of concern and confusion. But just let's set this in the historical context. Moonlight was the legacy asset of Ferrum Crescent. Ferrum Crescent was set up to deliver Moonlight, but that was in a different era of pricing. At the moment, iron ore pricing has slumped right back down into the 60s. It's had a terrible couple of months. And South Africa also has had significant political and investment grade issues, which I can speak to if you wish. We were released from the previous contractual obligations that Moonlight had to BVI partners in the middle of January. We had, of course, foreseen that and gone to some lengths to find another suitable partner. We have been engaged in extensive negotiations with one particular mining company that we thought may have a particular combination of technology and people that could potentially overcome the other issues around pricing and around logistics. However, what with the recent issues in South Africa and the iron ore market, those talks have initially stalled and then been stopped, and a difficult but correct decision has been made by the board, therefore, to move away from spending money on Moonlight and to focus on the very positive story that we have with our lead zinc project at Taral in Spain.
Now, obviously, you say that you've been focusing mainly on one aspect there. What are the plans to do with it, and are there any other ways that you could obviously dispose of the asset to get something back for it at least?
So on Moonlight,
taking it into production, but potentially getting something back for
Let's put this into context. No magnetite project has been put into production worldwide for the last 5 years. And Moonlight, though it had merits, was a large-scale asset in Limpopo and had challenges. And previous efforts to set up others to pay for the DFS had similarly stalled. So we're left with having made the clear choice to stop spending significant amounts of money and effort on Moonlight and focus on the lead zinc business that we have developed since I came on board 13 months ago, that we're left with a couple of pathways in which we can extricate ourselves cleanly and legally without incurring any further liabilities or risks to the company. And the simplest of those is via a Section 11 transfer to another local party. They won't be paying more than a entirely nominal sum for it. And that process is going to take an expected 3 months.
Okay, if we can have a look at Taral then and have an update on what's been happening there. Obviously, beginning of April, you announced the drilling contract for the Taral project, which is a lead zinc project based in Spain. Could we have an update on what's been happening there, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we took a decision a year or so ago when I came on board to use the market environment of the time to look for a second project because we could see that Moonlight was in a very challenging environment. We had hoped that it was getting better. It has actually this year become more tough for the Moonlight kind of project. And so we looked around and we liked the zinc space because we saw that there were closures, massive closures coming along or had just come through in the zinc space, very high profile ones. We saw that the economic growth and the demand for zinc and the exploration cycle gave us confidence that the zinc price was going to move. We were introduced to this company in Spain, which had a kind of ready-made portfolio and had suitable history. We understood that in Spain there was appetite for local investment from government and community, etc. We established quickly that it was in a strong regional zinc zone geologically. This particular project was evidently high grade from a historical resource. We had input from a technical consultant who then came to work for us that it would come through prospectively to surface. It came with a broad data set, etc. And so we went through the process last year of raising money and acquiring that project. And very swiftly indeed, we put a team together and they have done a groundwork program. As it happens for this kind of deposit, geochemistry is a better tool than geophysics. And so we went in to look for the metal content in the soils. We opened up previous underground workings that had never been sampled. And we also looked at the data set and came through with the previous announcements, etc., which were highly encouraging, with signs of over 10% zinc plus 2% lead, and in the same style, frankly, as the very large and successful Rubiales mine up the road that had mined over 18.5 million tonnes between 1976 and 1992, I think. And we've put in hundreds of channel samples and soil samples into that program within a matter of a few months. As you said, this month we announced the award of the drill contract. It's an excellent contract with a firm that knows the deposit well and is coming on for 80 euros per meter, which is an exceptionally good cost. And we will commence the drilling within a couple of weeks. The drill program itself will be for some 2,100 meters. The initial nine fixed holes are 1,400 meters. And these are going to basically test the top 150 meters along the structures that our geologists have identified, right into the dilution zones between the parallel planar zones that we found along this 2 kilometer structure. And then we've got a second part of the program, which will be to put in a number of other holes, depending on the results from the first, to bring us up to 2,100 meters. The whole thing should take a couple of months from the start of drilling, and so I would expect to come back with the results from that at the end of the second quarter, at the beginning of the third quarter, and unless, of course, we see some phenomenal results coming through from the actual drill, in which case we'd be duty-bound to announce that earlier. But generally, you wait until you've got all the results and they can be turned around before making the announcement on that drill program.
So based historically against what we know is in place, will you obviously aim to do an updated JORC report on that drill program?
No, we're not likely to get a JORC deposit out of this particular part of it. We have a historic resource on the deeper mineralization, and that was what's given us confidence that we're in a proper mineralized zone. Our thesis is that actually the the shallow areas, for various reasons to do with history, frankly, were never tested. The actual model that we are following is rather different to the historic model, and the previous drilling basically was off structure. They had the alignment, we think, in a different plane. We see this structure as containing 3 to 6 planes in the kind of north-south alignment, and we'll be drilling basically from east to west to go through the different hosting rock to intercept these structures. That won't give us in itself a JORC resource, but it will give us, I believe, I hope, strong rationale and confidence. And frankly, the best way for us to add value to the project and to the company at this time in the cycle is with the drill. And now with the decision that was made yesterday and promulgated yesterday on Moonlight, we can focus on doing real exploration with the drill. And we think that at Taral, we've got a very good chance of success.
If we can have a summarisation and then a few questions based around your quarterly activities and obviously the cash flow report. So, could you summarise that for us, please?
Sorry, can you ask me that again, Stephen?
Yep, certainly. Could we have an update in reference to the quarterly activities and your cash flow report being the main thing?
Yes, thank you for highlighting that. Today we have announced a few days early because of the bank holidays, etc., our quarterlies, which show our activities in the first quarter of this year, which is our third quarter of our financial year. The number that I think people will want to understand is our cash balance, which at the end of the quarter was some $724,000. There have, you know, I think that should adequately answer concerns about our liquidity. We have enough there to do what we want to do. And it also speaks, I think, to our general prudence when it comes to the cash flow management. I think that we will be able to show in the next set of quarterlies a set of facts and figures that will be equally pleasing. And I'm just very happy that we can provide clarity yesterday and today about the actual health of the company, what we care about, what we're focused on, and that most of all, we've been able now to provide a solution to staunch the spending that had been going on in South Africa for the last many years.
The obvious concern from a lot of your shareholders is obviously the dreaded word of a placing. Obviously, looking at your cash burn versus your cash position with obviously the drill program in place, where do you foresee that sort of cutoff point in future months? Are you funded for the drill program?
Yes, the drill program, there's adequate money there for the current activities. As always, we don't make timing predictions on placements because that would be inefficient and potentially misleading. But all I will say is that I am confident that now we have a clean story and a clear story that our valuation, which I think has frankly overshot on the downside, will start to recover and that we will be having conversations like this one I'm having now and others that I'll be having today and next week, etc., with investors to explain where we're at, why we're here, and what we're doing going forward.
Previously, we had talks and discussions about obviously all of your listings, which have a impact obviously on the balance sheet. With the sort of disposition of Moonlight there, are there forward-looking plans to potentially delist from some of your sort of ventures, i.e. with the JSE and potentially with the ASX?
Well, I'm really glad you asked me that. The key point about our position now is that having done what we've done with Moonlight, we're able to basically reinvent the brand of the company and some of the intrinsic architecture of the company. So I think without over-gilding this, you should expect to see that our website, our presentation, our name potentially, and certainly other structural aspects of the company will start to evolve very rapidly so that we can best represent the present and the future of the company rather than reflect too much on the past.
And again, just one last question from a shareholder. Obviously, beginning of this year, you've awarded yourself a pay increase. Are you going to be aligning yourself with your shareholders with a potential share purchase?
Yeah, so I was, I don't award myself things. There's a remuneration committee that does that, and they look at these things in conjunction with similar pay elsewhere. And I can assure you that mine is in the lower quartile of companies of this ilk. With regard to aligning my interests to that of shareholders, we have put out a circular to shareholders which suggests a share scheme which has a set of quite high targets which have to be hit, price targets for the share which have to be hit within certain time frames, and that will do the job of aligning myself. At the moment, I've been inside basically throughout, but at some point, as I've always said, that is my fervent wish, is to increase my alignment with shareholders.
Is there anything further that you would like to add, Justin?
Only to say thank you, Stephen, for your interest and for getting the message out there.
Justin, it's been brilliant talking to you. Thank you very much for the summarisation and update. And we look forward to covering the news based around Terrell.
Okay. Thanks, Stephen.